All stations, this is KE0FOE, Caleb in Branson, Missouri. I'll be acting as net control for the Skywarn Youthnet. Before we begin, are there any stations on frequency with emergency traffic? Once again, stations with emergency traffic only. Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing heard. The purpose of the Skywarn Youthnet is to provide a forum to encourage young amateur radio operators and their families to key up and get it on the air, and to create an educational awareness among all operators about Skywarn and basic weather facts. All hams of all ages are encouraged to check in and support this net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing, the Skywarn Youthnet meets on the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All-Star Link nodes 60734 and 65014, the DMR Brandmeister Talk Group 31686, the YSF Reflector 31686, and on participating amateur radio repeaters every Sunday evening at 7:30 Central or Monday at 0030 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Youthnet, including a list of participating repeaters and Echolink and other VOIP nodes, is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. Stand by, more follows.
Hello, this is KO6MHQ calling in for check-in.
Station, please stand by. We've not begun calling for check-ins just yet. This is KE0FOE continuing. The Skywarn Youthnet first takes check-ins from any and all hams who are short of time and who would like to check in without traffic. After a short time, we call for any VOIP stations and then for stations in specific locations. If we don't call your location or you miss your location, we do a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. Stand by, more follows. KE0FOE continuing. Another update regarding our November Zero Alpha special event station. Over 100 QSL cards, both physical and digital, all of the digital QSL cards received, are now viewable on our website in the form of a slideshow. We will be scanning and adding the physical QSL cards this week. Everyone who sent us a physical QSL card will get a physical QSL card in return. We are expecting to receive our QSL card from the printers this coming week. And once again, a big thank you to everyone who volunteered and who contacted us during our special event. If you are interested in learning more about severe weather safety, visit our website, skywarnyouth.net, and click on the Safety tab. And to learn more about how to protect yourself and your family during a weather emergency, visit ready.gov. That's ready.gov. Stand by, more follows. This is KE0FOE continuing. Before we open the Skywarn Youthnet to check-ins, I'd like to invite all stations as you check in to share any current or recent weather conditions and observations for your area. I'll go first. Here in Branson, Missouri, it is currently 73 degrees with cloudy skies. I had a high today of 74 and a low this morning of 62, and we received a trace of rain this past week. Stand by, more follows. This is KE0FOE continuing. I have another weather trivia question for the net tonight. So, here it is. Often a trigger for severe weather outbreaks, including tornadoes. What is the specific and official term for the boundary that separates a moist air mass from a dry air mass? So, please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. So real quick, before I go into regular short time, let me go to KO6MHQ. Would you like to go ahead and check in officially?
This is Kilo Oscar 6, Mike, Hotel Quebec. Here in Studio City, Los Angeles, California, it is 17 degrees Celsius, sunny with a few clouds.
Okay, very good. I copy KO6MHQ, Ezra in Studio City, California, with 17 degrees Celsius and sunny with a few clouds. Thank you so much, Ezra, for checking in to the Skywarn Youthnet. We really appreciate you. And we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate your support. And for more information about our net, do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. So thanks so much for the check-in. I'll be clear with K06MHQ. Okay, we are now opening the net to any and all short-time check-ins not using the PRA system in the Pacific Northwest. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location, if you wish. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
KN6WOW, Kilo November 6, Whiskey Oscar Whiskey. This is John in Porter Ranch, California, and our temperature presently is 64 degrees, with humidity at 24%, and light wind 13 to 21 miles per hour. I have no reply for your question, Caleb, so thank you. Back to Net.
N6ZAR, November 6, Zulu Alpha Romeo, Scott in Eastvale, California, current temperature of 63 degrees, mostly cloudy, and we had a little bit of rain today, I would say probably less than a tenth of an inch. No answer on the trivia.
U8 ULT, Whiskey 8, Uniform Lima Tango, Mac in Newhall, California. 61 degrees right now with a high of 64, low of 49. About 13 miles per hour and 48% humidity. No answer on your trivia question.
KO6GSF. Kilo Oscar 6, Golf Sierra Foxtrot, Mike in Highland, California, currently 59 degrees with a light drizzle. We've had about a third of an inch of rain over the last 24 hours. No answer to your trivia question. I'm clear.
All right, let me stop right there. I had a good bunch. So first off, we had an early check-in from KD6NEW, George in Studio City, California, with 65 degrees, cloudy skies. And then I had a check-in from KO6MHQ Ezra, also in Studio City, California, with 17 degrees Celsius and sunny skies. And then I just copied KN6WOW, John in Porter Ranch, California, with 64 degrees, 24% humidity, light wind of 13 to 21 miles per hour. Thank you, John, so much for your check-in and your report. And then I copied N6ZAR, Scott in Eastvale, California, with 63 degrees, mostly cloudy with light rain. And then W8ULT, Mac in California with 61 degrees and 13 mile per hour wind. And then KO6 Golf Sierra Foxtrot, Mike in Highland, California, with 59 degrees, light drizzle, and about a third of an inch of rain recorded. So thank you all very much for your check-ins tonight in the Skywarn YouthNet. I really appreciate your support. So I'll be clear with those stations now. Are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn YouthNet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE Net Control.
KO6GWR, Kilo Oscar 6 Golf Whiskey Romeo, Rod in Santa Clarita, but I'm broadcasting from Emmett, Idaho on All-Star. Hello, Caleb. It's 46 degrees and wet. It's been raining the last 2 days. I don't like that. I figured I'd check in since all my other California brothers were checking in. I just do ahead and do it now, and I am mobile, so didn't know how long it would keep my reception. So, have a good night. Good talking to everybody. And the answer to the question, I think it's called a dry line, but I've also heard that it might be possibly a dew-point front. I don't know if they're one and the same, but that's my guess, will be a dry line. KO6GWR, back to Net Control.
All right, I copied one more station there, KO6GWR, Rod. Currently in Emmett, Idaho, with 46 degrees, rain recently, and a guess of dry line for the trivia. Thank you, Rod, so much for checking in now. And yeah, it seems like we've had quite a lot of support from Rod's system over there, so it's really great to hear that. So thanks so much for checking in with them. I appreciate your support. And yeah, you were coming in just fine over Echolink. So I'll be clear with KO6GWR. I'll do one more call now. Are there any more short-time check-ins outside of the PRA system for the Skywarn Youthnet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE. Okay, nothing else heard over there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in Oregon and throughout the Pacific Northwest via the Peak Radio Association linked repeaters. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is, once again, often a trigger for severe weather outbreaks, including tornadoes. What is the specific and official term for the boundary that separates a moist air mass from a dry air mass? This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Youthnet.
This is KM7DIX, Kilo Mike 7 Echo India X-ray, Windigo Pass Info, Radio Association Repeater. We're at 5,536 feet above sea level. Temperature is 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are calm.
This is Bob.
KA7RON, Kilo Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar November, Ron, Vancouver, Washington, currently 53 degrees, rain and calm winds. I had no idea on the question and no other topic.
Okay, let me stop right there. I had two doubles in a row, and I could not really copy anything. First off, I think I copied Kilo Mike 7 Echo India X-ray, I think in Windigo, and then I copied 41 degrees and clear. Kilo Mike 7 Echo India X-ray, can you give me your name, location, and confirm the call?
Absolutely. Kilo Mike 7, India Echo X-ray here. And, Echo India X-ray. And, we're up in a Jeep up in the mountains on Windigo Pass and playing with radio, Peak Radio repeaters coming in real good. And it was 41 degrees, no rain or precipitation, but there is snow on the ground, and I think that's all I have to report.
All right, very good. I think I got the name from QRZ, Ken. Kilo Mike 7, Echo India X-ray, Ken in Windigo Pass with 41 degrees, clear, and snow still on the ground. Thank you very much for your check-in there, Ken. I appreciate you. All right, and then the other station, Kilo Alpha 7, Romeo Alpha, I believe, and then I think there was something else, but the double was confusing me. I copied Ron with 53 degrees, rain. Can you repeat your check-in, please?
Sure can. Thank you. Yes, KA7RON, Kilo Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar November, and in Vancouver, Washington, via PRA. And I think you got the rest of it right, KA7.
All right. Thank you for the confirmation there, Ron. KA7RON, Ron, in Vancouver, Washington, with 53 degrees and raining. So thank you very much for coming back to me and confirming that. It's just, yeah, two doubles in a row, all mixed together. It's very confusing. So let me be clear with those stations now. If there were others, I can't really confirm who else was there, so I'm just going to do another general call. Any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system, please call now one at a time. This is KE0FOE, net control.
This is
Good evening, Caleb. KJ7, Zulu
November Hotel. Ed in Wickiup Junction, Oregon. 50 degrees and partly cloudy. No further traffic.
Currently 47 degrees, partly cloudy.
All right, got another double there. Kilo Juliet 7, Zulu November Hotel, Ed in Wickiup Junction, Oregon, with 53 degrees and partly cloudy. I got you. And then the other station, I copied 47 degrees and partly cloudy, and that's all I could copy. Come again with your call, name, and location, please.
This is Bob, AG7FR. That's Alpha Golf 7, Foxtrot Romeo. Klamath Falls, Oregon. It's currently 47 degrees, partly cloudy.
All right, I was able to pull that out. AG7FR, Bob, in Klamath Falls, Oregon, with 47 degrees and partly cloudy. A lot of noise on your receive there. I don't know if it's you or the system, but just wanted to report it. Either way, thank you so much for coming back to me and checking in. I appreciate you. All right, one more call. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system for the Skywarn Youthnet? Please give me your call signs normally, then phonetically slowly, along with your first name and location when you check in, as well as if you have any comments, traffic, or a guest to the trivia question tonight. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
KE7, Bravo Oscar, John over Woodland, Washington.
Bravo,
QSO.
Marking Grand Ron, currently 54 degrees, low cloud cover, no other traffic.
All right, another double. I copied a John and a Mark. John, ending in Bravo Oscar, give me your check-in again.
Roger, the call is Whiskey 7, Bravo Oscar, W7 Blue Ocean, John over in Woodland, Washington, QSO.
Okay, got it that time. Whiskey 7, Bravo Oscar, John in Woodland, Washington, QSL. Did you have anything else for the net tonight?
No, this is the first time I'm checking in. Nice to meet you there. And we'll be sitting around, W7BO.
All right, well, very good. Thank you so much for coming in, John, and apologies for the doubling mess, but I'm doing my best to pull people out. But thank you so much once again for supporting our net tonight. I appreciate you, and we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time if you'd like to join us again in the future. We'd appreciate it. And for more information about our net and what we do, please do check out our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net here. So I'll be clear with W7BO and go to Mark in Grand Ron, Oregon with 54 degrees. Can you give me your call again? I probably should know it by now, but just give it to me again.
No problem there. Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Tango Oscar. Yeah, not only 54, but we have some low clouds going on too, so it's getting fun.
All right, thanks so much, Mark. Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Tango Oscar with 54 and low clouds over in Grand Ronde. Thanks so much for checking in again and for bearing with me here. Okay, I'll be clear with those stations now. I'll do one more call. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Please call now, one at a time. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
Whiskey Oscar 7 X-ray, sorry, WO7X Whiskey Oscar 7 X-ray Joe. 55 degrees in Ariel, Washington.
I have no answer to the question. W7HLT.
All right, I got another double. Whiskey Oscar 7 X-ray. Joe in Ariel, Washington with 55 degrees. Copy that. And then the other station, I only copied the tail end. Fortunately, you gave me your call again. Whiskey 7, Hotel Lima Tango. First, let me go to Joe. Did you have anything else for the net tonight?
No traffic. I guess quick traffic. John, W9BO, maybe I'll hear you around sometime. You live in Woodland, so I'm pretty close to you. But other than that, first time checking into the net, and just wanted to see what it's about. W07X, thanks.
Okay, Roger, yeah, we're not too far. W7 Field.
Okay, very good there. Thanks, Joe, for the check-in, and welcome to the net. I don't believe I've heard you before, but we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time if you'd like to join us again. More information can be found on our website, skywarnyouth.net, just like the name of the net. All right, I'll be clear with you. Let me go to Whiskey 7 Hotel Lima Tango. I couldn't copy anything else. Can you give me your name, location, and anything you had for the net?
Yeah, it's W7HLT. Whiskey 7 Hotel Lima Tango, JT, and Depot Bay. Temperature's 50 degrees. We've had some light rain today, a little bit of wind earlier. It's not raining currently, but we do have a full cloud cover. And I don't have an answer to your question tonight. That's all I have for the net. Thank you very much, W7HLT.
All right. Thank you very much, JT. Thanks for coming back to me. Whiskey 7 Hotel Lima Tango, JT in Depot Bay, Oregon, with 50 degrees, cloudy overcast. And thank you so much for your check-in. I appreciate you. All right. I'll be clear with all of those stations now. Let me go ahead and do a repeat of the trivia for anybody who has missed it. So here is the question. Often a trigger for severe weather outbreaks, including tornadoes, what is the specific and official term for the boundary that separates a moist air mass from a dry air mass? So please feel free to give a guess when you check in. I'll write it down and reveal the answer at the end of the net. Okay, one more time. Are there any more check-ins throughout the Pacific Northwest via the PRA system? Give me your call signs normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and location, and any weather or traffic you have for the net. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. One more call for any stations via the PRA system. Please call now. Okay, I heard a broken station. All I think I heard was a number 4. If you could, try again. Okay, negative copy. Could have been an accidental key-up. Either way, moving right along, we are now opening the net to any and all hams to check in via any of our VOIP networks. This includes the KE0FOE-L Echolink node, All Starlink nodes 60734 and 65014, the Brandmeister DMR Talk Group 31686, the Yaesu System Fusion Reflector 31686, and any other participating VOIP nodes. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guess to tonight's trivia question, which is once again, what is the specific and official term for the boundary that separates a moist air mass from a dry air mass? This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
This is K7GND, Kilo 7 Golf November Delta, Larry in Florence, Oregon, where it's currently cloudy, temperature 50 degrees, low of 45, high of 52, and I'll try, how about cutoff low? Caleb, thank you.
All right, I copied K7GND, Larry in Florence, Oregon, with 50 degrees, cloudy, and a guess of cutoff low for the trivia. Thank you for your check-in, Larry. It's great to hear from you as always. I'll be clear with you and do one more call. Are there any more VOIP check-ins? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control.
WB6WNI, Whiskey Bravo 6, Whiskey November India. Gary in San Jose, it is 60 degrees and scattered clouds. And for the trivia, my answer is dry line, back to net control.
KD3AJN, this is Anna in Beaver, Pennsylvania, with 67 degrees and cloudy. And can you do a proxy for Ray, N3DQD? And our answer is front.
All right, let me stop right there. I acknowledge three stations. First, WB6WNI, Gary in San Jose, California, with 60 degrees, scattered clouds, and a guess of dry line for the trivia. Thank you for that, Gary. And I heard you folks had some crazy weather over there, so hope you're doing okay. And then I also copied KD3, AJN, Anna, in Beaver, Pennsylvania, with 67 degrees, cloudy, and a guess of front, with a proxy for N3DQD Ray, also in Beaver, Pennsylvania. So thank you very much for your check-ins. I really appreciate it, and I've got you logged. So I'll be clear with those stations now and do one more call. Are there any more VOIP check-ins? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Ethernet. Okay, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the N5XQK repeater at 147.09 MHz, serving the Rogers County, Oklahoma area. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guest to tonight's trivia question, which is, once again, often a trigger for severe weather outbreaks, including tornadoes. What is the specific and official term for the boundary that separates a moist air mass from a dry air mass? This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Ethernet.
KJ5NON, Kilo Juliet 5, November Oscar November. We have scattered 2,774 degrees Fahrenheit, and I'm going to guess squall line.
Okay, I copied a part of a check-in there, Kilo Juliet 5, November Oscar November. I didn't copy a name or location, but I think I copied 74 degrees, scattered clouds, and a guess of squall line for the trivia. Can I get your name and location for the log, please?
Sorry, sir. Mike, Owosso, Oklahoma.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mike. I copied Mike in Owosso, Oklahoma. So thank you so much for the check-in. I appreciate you. And I'll be clear with you now. I'll do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Tulsa, Oklahoma area for the Skywarn Ethernet? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control. All right, nothing else heard there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams in the Huntsville, Alabama area on the following repeaters. Or, excuse me, in any repeaters in that area. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guest to tonight's trivia question. This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Ethernet.
N8OAY, November 8, Oscar Alpha Yankee, Dave, Huntsville, Alabama. 75 degrees and clear with 42% humidity and a 7-mile-per-hour wind. And I'll have to take a pass on the trivia question tonight. N8OAY back to net control.
Okay, very good. I acknowledge N8OAY, Dave in Huntsville, Alabama, with 75 degrees, clear, 42% humidity, and 7-mile-per-hour wind. And you didn't double tonight. Very good there, Dave. Glad to hear you check in. Thanks so much for your information. So I'll be clear with N8OAY and do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Huntsville, Alabama area? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, net control. Okay, nothing else heard over there. I'll now take check-ins from any and all hams via the KE6 PGN repeater at 447.82 MHz in Southern California. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments, traffic, or a guest to tonight's trivia question, which is, what is the specific and official term for the boundary that separates a moist air mass from a dry air mass? This is KE0FOE, net control for the Skywarn Ethernet. One more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Los Angeles, California area? Please call now.
Yeah, put me on the list via M17, Mark, Kilo Echo 6, Charlie Zulu Hotel, Robert, over here in Fontana, California. 58 degrees and rainy, and no answer to the tech trivia question, and just want to check in. stumble upon the net tonight via M17, KE6CZH over here in Fontana, California.
Okay, I think I copied a station there. I copied Kilo Echo 6, Charlie Zulu November, Robert in California. I think I got 58 degrees and rain via N17. Can you confirm if I got anything wrong?
The call again is Kilo Echo 6, Charlie Zulu Hotel, KE6CZH. And yes, I'm in Southern California, Fontana, California. Back over to you, KE6CZH.
Okay, thank you for the correction. It's very difficult to discern your audio, and you're over-modulating quite a bit there. But I copied Kilo Echo 6 Charlie Zulu Hotel, Robert in Fontana, California, 58 in rain. Thank you for your check-in there, and we're here every Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. If you'd like to join us again in the future, we'd certainly appreciate your support. We are the Skywarn Youth Net, and you can find more information about our net and all the other ways you can get into it on our website, skywarnyouth.net. So thank you once again, and I'll be clear with you. I'll do one more call. Are there any more check-ins from the Los Angeles, California area before we move on? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard over there. I'll now take check-ins from any stations in the Branson, Missouri, Tri-Lakes area on the following repeaters. 147.105, 443.55, and 224.1 MHz. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location, if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net.
This is KJ6TQ, that is Kilo Juliet 6, Tango, Quebec. George in Branson, Missouri. Mostly cloudy with 72 degrees. And repeating what you said earlier, Caleb, our high today was 74, a low of 62, and only a trace of rain during the past week. It was interesting watching all these storms just dance around us, but that's fine with me. And that's all I have tonight on the net. You're doing a great job tonight, Caleb. Back to net control. From KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri.
Okay, we acknowledge KJ6TQ, George in Branson, Missouri, with 72 degrees, mostly cloudy, a high of 74 today and a low of 62, with a trace of rain recorded. Thank you, Dad, so much for your check-in. I appreciate you, and I'll be clear with you now. Are there any more check-ins from the Lakes area for the Skywarn Youth Net? Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control. Okay, nothing else heard over there. I'll now take check-ins system-wide from any licensed amateur radio operators who have third parties wishing to check into the Skywarn Youth Net. We invite any third parties who have questions, want to talk about weather, or just want to say hello. We ask that the licensed operator give their call sign, wait for their turn, and then proceed with their third-party traffic along with proper identification of their station before and after the third-party transmissions. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net. Okay, nothing heard there. I'll now take final check-ins from any and all hams located anywhere, including rechecks. Please slowly give me your call sign normally, then phonetically, along with your first name and your location, and any current or recent weather conditions at your location if you wish. And please let us know whether or not you have any comments or any other traffic for the net, as well as a guest to tonight's trivia question, which is once again, often a trigger for severe weather outbreaks, including tornadoes. What is the specific and official term for the boundary that separates a moist air mass from a dry air mass? Any system-wide check-ins, including via Echolink, All-Star, DMR, and YSF, please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net. I'll now make a final call for check-ins from anyone anywhere, including rechecks, before we close the net. Please call now. This is KE0FOE, Net Control for the Skywarn Youth Net. Okay, nothing else heard then. All right, so let me go over the question one last time and reveal the answer. So, often a trigger for severe weather outbreaks, including tornadoes, what is the specific and official term for the boundary that separates a moist air mass from a dry air mass? And the answer is dry line. In meteorology, a dry line is an invisible boundary that separates moist, humid air and hot, dry air. Think of it like a wall between a desert and a swamp. While a cold front is defined by a change in temperature, a dry line is defined by a change in moisture. Because dry air is actually denser than moist air at the same temperature, the dry air acts like a wedge, shoving the lighter, moist air upward. Thus, the dry line is a major spark for severe storms, especially in Tornado Alley. So, thank you all very much for participating in this trivia question. But it looks like we only had a couple people who got it right, KO6GWR Rod and WB6WNI Gary. So, I want to thank all young hams and their families, along with all other amateur radio operators, for participating in tonight's Skywarn Usenet. Young hams are the future of this hobby, and we encourage you to get involved, to get out on the air and talk, and to invite your friends to become hams as well. We also encourage you to learn more about Skywarn activities and about weather. Please join us again next Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time or Monday at 0030 UTC. Information about the Skywarn Usenet is available online on our website, skywarnyouth.net. This is KE0FOE, Net Control, returning all participating repeaters and VOIP nodes back to normal use. 73 and good night from Caleb, KE0FOE, in Branson, Missouri.